welcome to ModPod with Fukunaga, a podcast that celebrates the strength and pulse of the luxury market. And now, here's your host, Vanessa Fukunaga.
Welcome to ModPod with Fukunaga. And today's guest, we have Mr. Paul Benson. Welcome, who is our licensed partner, chief executive officer of the Gestalt Group. Now, help me understand this long title. What does that mean? Okay, please. What's the Gestalt Group?
So I left Sotheby's, as you know. Thanks.
We like to not name names, FYI, but go ahead.
You know, somewhere around 6-7 years ago, you had a partner that convinced me that there was something better than the Blue brand. Mm-hmm. And you know, that influence, that trip down here to Cabo actually started all of what is now the Gestalt Group. I came down, enjoyed my tour of beautiful Los Cabos. And by the time I went back, I already had an appointment to fly to New York to meet Anthony Hitt with Engel & Völkers, which ultimately I joined as an agent mm-hmm. and a partner. And a lot of people I knew through the years wanted to join as well. And it just kept growing and growing. And here we are, 37 offices, about 700 agents.
Wow.
On track for $4.7 billion in sales this year.
Wow.
And very thankful and having a lot of fun.
Wow, wow, wow. So I keep saying Gestalt Group. It's Gestalt Group?
Gestalt Group.
Gestalt Group. And where does that name come from? How did you come up with the name? Is there a Gestalt?
Yeah, so Gestalt, the meaning is as a group working together, you can actually achieve more than each and every one of you, whatever that sum would have been. So the sum is exponentially stronger when you work together.
Oh, I like that. Let's cheers to that.
Absolutely.
Let's have a little toast. Salud. En mis ojos. In my eyes, always.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And by the way, this drink is unbelievable.
Oh, this is good.
So fitting, whatever this amazing bar is here.
We're in La Boutique in Las Ventanas El Paraiso. It's to die.
So oh my gosh.
We have kind of a secret inn with Frederick Vidal to be able to film here. La Boutique is sponsoring Mod Pod with Fukunaga. And so we film here with all the different podcasts. We're really, really fortunate. But this is the coolest place around. You have to have a code to get in. Not everybody can get in. So try to come to Las Ventanas and maybe try to get in, see if it works. But there's a secret code, so it makes it really fun every time. And no, we're really excited to be here. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So tell me about your trip here. Why are you here this time? I mean, I love having you here.
It's our anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Happy anniversary.
Absolutely. It's our, we wanted to go someplace, you know, that reminded us of Europe that was closer to get to. And, you know, it's that trip that actually, I think we've completely fallen in love with Cabo on this trip. Absolutely head over heels.
Is it because I left you alone this time? And
no.
I didn't try to drag you to all the places. I'm saying that you need to sell this house, this house, this. I got four of them. And Las Ventanas El Paraiso has residences. We need Villa Love and Peace, Paradiso Perduto, and Casa Hidalgo. Those are on the list.
I've got Casa Hidalgo memorized. That one's memorized. And you never bug me. I love our tour. Like, we were going out to Puerto Cabos. And all I could think about was a tour.
Remember that tour?
I mean, it was the 3-hour tour.
I know, but I feed you and I give you alcohol.
You do. You do. Good food, good alcohol, and the secret spots, like the code to get into this amazing little speakeasy.
La Boutique is the coolest thing around. And you have to come, Audible, and then Rosalia de Cuba will be playing. So one of the nights here, you just tell me when you want to come, you have to come. It's tonight.
Rosalia de Cuba.
It's her band. It is awesome at Audible.
Ooh,
right here.
It's
awesome. It's very good. So a lot of people are asking me why the market is so good right now. And you talked about all the expansion and why the market is so good. You're tracking for somewhere. I mean, we're just ranging 4.6 to
one of those big numbers.
Billion, right? 4.6 to 4.7 billion.
Yes.
That is insane. Now, so you have all these locations. Tell me about why you think that is, and is it in a particular market? Because you have so many locations. Maybe talk a little bit about the locations and which ones you think are stronger. Are people moving from one to the other? How do you see that?
You know, last year, what really was kind of this movement from California to everywhere, mm-hmm. where I'm sure Los Cabos, certainly all the way to Florida and, you know, everything in the West, people were leaving the restrictions, the politics, the taxes. I heard all of the reasons. I experienced it personally in Park City, where my home base is. Mm-hmm. But many of our offices, from Scottsdale to Idaho, really saw record transactions, years, prices, all of it. But here we are in 2021, and now California's hot too. And you have to kind of rethink this whole thing. We have vaccines, mm-hmm. you know, it's no longer about a lockdown. It's no longer about escaping. But yet, literally from Napa to Santa Barbara to Beverly Hills, every market is on fire.
Interesting.
And I think it's because there's just been so much wealth created, whether it was the stock market or cryptocurrencies. So much wealth has been created and people are putting it in real estate. And as you know, trends are trends. Mm-hmm. So kind of like whatever the latest fad is, right now it's real estate, whether it's Wall Street wanting a piece of the action or whether it's somebody from Europe that says, wait a minute, I want a piece of this healthcare mm-hmm. after what just happened. Millennials entering the market. There's just so many factors. The cost of building has gone up exponentially. So now you have this supply and demand issue like we've never seen. I don't see an end yet.
Well, that's good. And you mentioned cryptocurrency. I think that's really interesting. Mm. Are you seeing a lot of people purchasing via cryptocurrency?
I wouldn't use the word a lot yet, but we're seeing it on a regular basis now. We've had multiple transactions closed with Bitcoin, but we're starting to get regular, I'd say bi-weekly inquiries. Do we take cryptocurrency? Will we accept cryptocurrency? And as we kind of sort through the transaction, it may or may not end up going through crypto, but the buyers that are buying the homes made their money in cryptocurrency.
Interesting. And so what are the questions that surround a transaction on cryptocurrency? And what are the reasons why it works or doesn't work in your opinion? What happens?
You know, part of it, I think, is there's definitely buyers out there trying to figure out how to move money from country to country. Yep. And in their mind, cryptocurrency is an easy way to do that.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of regulation out there that those buyers do not necessarily know as much about yet, and there's a lot more regulation coming. Yeah. But in the middle of all of that, there was an extreme amount of wealth created in the boom of multiple different cryptocurrency platforms. The questions are always real simple. A, do you take it? How's the exchange going to work? What's the time limit for the exchange? Because just in a few hours,
yep.
the fluctuation is massive. You know, we found title companies that we've closed crypto deals we closed one in 17 minutes.
Oh my gosh, but you have to
yep.
when it comes to that, because
Absolutely.
Otherwise you can either gain 50% or lose 50% on your buy.
I laughed that it was faster than any mortgage deal I've ever done.
17 minutes, that's a record. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So we're both part of ENV. And did you notice today I wore my EV colors? You're not even in EV. Well, you're in black.
You did.
I did. I even wore my private.
Oh, you have your private office, the ultimate
yes.
pinnacle of Engel & Völkers.
Which you are part of. You just don't have your pin today. I always like the way I know. We won't tell Anthony. I always love the way you describe private office, because it really is something special to Engel & Völkers. And I'm always really honored that somehow I'm magically a part of it. But explain a little bit about that so that the audience can understand what that means and why it's special and unique to Engel & Völkers.
I actually think I was one of the people that said Vanessa has to be in private office.
Thank you.
And the reason is you are private office to me. It's not about transactions. It's not even about, are you a real estate agent to me? It's about how you network, what your ability is to speak, in my opinion, about luxury and what's going on around the world. Are you global? You know, you obviously are all of the above. You're as global as anyone I know. And you're an amazing networker. And, you know, to me, that really is something that makes Engel & Völkers special. You know, it's not just about selling homes, and it's not just about how much was the last home you sold. Mm-hmm. Now, in your case, some of them are 20 million. That's a beautiful
Fortunately,
thing. Yes.
We're lucky.
We're very lucky. But it's so much more than that. It's about being able to really, when you have a client that calls up and said, hey, I need a yacht in Monaco for the Grand Prix. I have this feeling you can help them with that.
Yes, yep. That is true.
You invited me to the Grand Prix in Mexico City once for the grand opening of Cipriani's. I was so crazy not to go.
Yes, you were.
But that's how you roll.
It is how I roll. Oh, we're having our Formula One party again. We're starting again this year, so you have to come. You need to mark your calendar. And it's, oh my gosh, end of October, I believe. So we'll mark our dates. We're doing our big F1 party. I'm already working with my partner in Mexico City. So it is the year. Have to do it. They're epic. So yeah, private office to me, I'm like I said, I feel really fortunate to be magically a part of it. I feel like we are all really global, and it's really interesting because, like you, don't you feel like you can pick up the phone and almost get anything done that you want? I mean, don't you really feel like that? Like if you need to have a contact in Monaco, in Germany, in Paris, in Beverly Hills, wherever. Don't you feel like, I feel like that.
I felt that more recently than I ever have. It's like in this crazy real estate boom we're experiencing, it's so global. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be, I have maybe one agent every 45 days or so ask, hey, I need an agent in Prague. I need an agent in Hamburg. And now it's almost every day.
Wow.
And the how fast things are getting done, you know, to be able to, we had somebody needed a fast lightning appraisal the other night in Paris. Uh-huh. We were able to get David Scheffler on the phone in Paris. He was able to connect us with his top appraiser. And just as a favor to a client that lives in San Francisco, within about 3 hours, we figured out how to help him in Paris when no one else could. That's a unique situation. You know, that's, we're lucky that way.
We are lucky that way. It's a really, really great network, and we know each other. Oh, shall we?
Absolutely.
Shall we?
Thanks for having me here today.
You're welcome. Now, I think we're going to have actually custom-made drinks. I'm going to tell you. Hold on. A custom-made cocktail based on this. Oh, and I know I'm not going to say it correctly. And Frederick, who speaks French, isn't here to make fun of me. La question est Proust. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, it goes through a series of questions, and they're going to implement it here in La Boutique. And it asks you different things like spicy, sweet, or salty. Mm. What is your favorite brand? Would you prefer a Jaguar, a Porsche, a Maserati, or an Aston Martin?
Aston Martin.
Okay. Oh, just like Frederick.
With a little spice.
Just like Frederick. Oh my gosh, yes. He's like, because it's timeless. I love it. And so it goes through this series of questions. And then right here in La Boutique, they create a custom drink for you.
Oh, wow.
So I believe you filled one out already. And they're going to, if they're not already, making the custom cocktails that will come shortly. So we'll see. And then you magically need to figure out what is in there based on the questionnaire. And what they're going to do is they have this book, and it's going to be, you know, all of the answers that you had, and it's going to be your drink with your name on it. And other people, if they would like to drink it, can come and order the Paul Benson.
Does that mean there's an Aston Martin waiting for me when I leave?
There is.
With a drink and a cup holder?
Absolutely.
I have this figured out now. Absolutely. I like this.
Because that's how I roll.
That's how you roll. Exactly.
So this vacation, you said you fell in love with Cabo.
I did.
How many times have you been here?
I would say this is our sixth trip.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I didn't kidnap you this time.
No. You never kidnap me.
And where else in Mexico have you been?
You did almost kill me on a boat once.
Oh, my God. One time. One time. Do you remember?
I did save someone's life that day.
Oh, my God. Remember?
That's true.
Oh, my God. It was really inappropriately dangerous. It was so funny. I've never laughed so hard. Do you remember them holding on for dear life?
Oh, he was going down.
Oh,
I braced so that he didn't fall out of the boat, but he was going down.
And then he was so flat holding on that we kind of thought he wasn't there.
Oh.
Do you remember that? So then it wasn't funny.
I was worried about it.
And then it just became funnier once we knew everybody was okay.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. And we had to dock in another marina.
We couldn't go back up.
And remember, I didn't have any cash, which I always...
I don't ever have any cash.
And so I'm asking everybody for money just so that we can pay to dock in the marina. Yeah. That's how we come together. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I forgot about that.
But here's what came out of that. And you don't know this. So I fell in love with the whole... Like, you had this kind of dog and pony show of... The Ocean Blue yacht, the Ingle Volker service yacht, you know, and so I kind of went back thinking, you know what, that's how we have to do this. Like, that's the way this goes down. And so somewhere over the next few years, I kept getting more enthused with the whole yachting world and ended up opening up Ingle Volker's Yachting in America. And it had a lot to do with being able to, wanting to be able to offer that same experience that you offered.
So how much of that do I own?
I know, right? Well, you're going to get the same experience, hopefully without the weather, in Newport, Naples, Fort Lauderdale, or Seattle, or Sausalito. We will make this up to you, actually.
Ooh, okay, so say the locations again.
So right now we are open in Newport, Sausalito, and Naples.
Okay.
And our expansions would be throughout Florida, as well as the Pacific Northwest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
We have 30 yachting agents now. So it's become a, Walt and Leanne, who run it for us, amazing partners.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
I know them. Very nice. I did not know that. And even though I almost killed you.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Where else in Mexico? So you've been here six times. I just came back from a little trip. That's why I ask. So where have you been in Mexico?
I've been to Mexico City once. I've been to Cancun multiple times, that whole area up and down the Quintana Roo. Let's see, Puerto Vallarta once. That's about it.
I just came back from a trip to Morelia.
Ooh.
And I just got these.
Oh, beautiful.
So I felt they were Ingle and Volkery, but Mexico, very Ivy Cabo.
Beautiful.
And it was it was magical. There's so many places, and I live here in Cabo. I've lived here now for almost 11 years. Can you believe that? It's crazy.
That's, yeah.
I came here on vacation.
Coming from Utah.
You didn't even know, so.
I did not. I learned that today.
That I grew up in Ogden, Utah.
I had no idea.
It's crazy. And then swore I would never go back. I don't know if I should say that. But then lived in New York, Connecticut, Seattle, Denver, Park City. Yep. And that's where we met initially.
Yep.
And then came here on vacation to Cabo.
I don't see you leaving here.
No, I will not. No.
It's the Amalfi Coast of the Americas, I believe. You know, I had never, like, when you really start looking at the quality of homes and the level of service and the golf courses, the dining. I mean, you have chefs from all over the world that want to be here. We were at a restaurant last night that, you know, the chef, he came from L'Italia in Saint-Germain, Paris, you know, and a Robuchon trained, you know, chefs from all over the world want to be here right now. And I get it.
It's amazing. Even here at Las Ventanas, Frederick has actually brought in chefs and staff from all over the world. He used to work in Seychelles and Abu Dhabi. Ah. And so he's brought in, you know, somebody from Abu Dhabi, a chef from India. Oh, gracias. You know. Okay. Oh, mine looks like it has a pepper. This will
be very
interesting.
Does this mean I'm drinking too slow?
That's what it means.
Gracias.
Okay. Gracias.
Okay, we have pepper. So that means one of us. A little spicy.
I feel we're spicy enough, but let's see if we can guess what's in here and see if we're right. Okay.
I like it.
Salud. Salud. In mis ojos.
Absolutely.
In mis ojos.
What's
Always in the eyes. You know why? In mis ojos.
Thanks for educating me. Oh, that's good.
That is good.
That's like a meal.
I'm pausing because I'm trying to guess. Hold on. I'm not sure. What do you think it is?
I'd say a little orange, a little vodka, a little, I'm trying to figure out what they use for the cream, pepper,
What kind?
Serrano.
Is Serrano?
No, este se llama Pasilla.
Okay.
The name is Pasilla Mije.
Okay.
Pasilla Mije?
Yes, it's an endemic chili from Oaxaca.
Oh.
That's so good.
Me gusta.
It's very nice.
Gracias.
Very good. Gracias.
It is good. Normally, I don't know that I would go spicy, but I have to I have to remember what I put in my questionnaire post. Okay, one more time.
Absolutely.
Salut. Let's see if you remember to do it right. There
Absolutely.
We go.
Absolutely.
This is why we're sponsored by a transportation company as well.
I love it. By the way, that's the coolest microphone.
Do you like it?
I feel like I'm part of the Brat Pack or the Rat Pack. Well, either or, I'll take.
It works well. So Mod Pod with Fukunaga, that's kind of our logo. And it's just really about anything. And I like that it's really timeless and you know, I don't know. It has kind of a tradition to it a little bit. So
Love
being
it.
Kind of leading edge, but tradition. So who knows what we're going to talk about. That's what everybody asks me what it's about. And I say, oh, I don't know. I will figure it out as soon as we sit down.
I agree. I love it.
We will figure it out. So speaking of travel, and I was just saying, I came back from Morelia. Magical, magical, magical. Mm. I have the best hotel, Grand Maria. Grand Maria is to die. It's a boutique hotel. I think they only have 5 or 6 rooms. It used to be a home, and it was converted into a boutique hotel. And it is gorgeous. The shopping is to die. Mm. You fly here to Guadalajara.
I was about to ask.
Uh-huh. And then a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
It's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. And if you've never been to Guadalajara.
I have not.
Fun.
I need to learn.
You do.
I need
you
to
do.
Take notes.
It's just an hour. I always forget. You know, you just think, you get so busy. And I got an invitation with a group of friends. And so it was like, you know, and like you, I mean, we are traveled, right? Mm-hmm. We're global. But even just here, there are so many places that I haven't been. Mm. And I tend to get so busy that I don't even take a little bit of time for me. And so.
Mm. Understood.
Understood. If anybody can understand that, that would be you. And so I had received an invitation to go with a group of friends. And I hadn't been on a group trip in forever. Mm. And we all went together. And it was an absolute blast. It was just release, relax, fun, family. One of my friends is from there, so his family joined us. It was amazing. And then one of the dinners, they had, of course, a mariachi, but it wasn't even a traditional mariachi. It was really speaking towards the traditions of Morelia and telling all of the stories and the music and the dancers and the culture, the food. It was just
beyond. I'm in. Sold. Sold.
Next group trip, you're in. And we're already planning. So I believe, and I don't know if I'm misspeaking, but I believe it is the heart or where Dia de los Muertos began. And so we're already booked for 2022 because I don't even think we can get a hotel this year.
Future Engelvolker's office.
Done. to be at Dia de los Muertos during that time. Because it is to die. And actually, it's funny. I came home and the first thing I watched, I know it sounds ridiculous, is Coco. Just to be like, I'm just so in the zone. And anybody who knows me knows I love kids' movies anyway. So I just, have you ever seen Coco?
I have.
It's beautiful. And I love how they explain the tradition. Because people that don't understand what Dia de los Muertos is, you know what I mean? They are like skeletons, skulls. It's very different than what the true, real meaning is. And to be there kind of in the heart of it was really, really amazing. And it was a great reminder of like your trip here where you just get, it's your anniversary. So are you disconnected?
I am.
Are you?
It's the first time in, I realized it was our first non-work trip since 2018. And, you know, whether it's the ocean or I don't know what it is, you know, everyone's just so nice and it's just been perfect. I am disconnected for the first time in a long time. I'm going to go back fresh.
What do you consider disconnected?
Disconnected to me is where I actually have moments throughout the day where I'm not thinking about a deal or a situation or a something that needs attention in the work world where mm-hmm. I'm truly just looking at the waves or enjoying the moment or connecting with my beautiful wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I'm not actually like in my head about 25 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel the same thing. Like when I was just on this trip, I felt the same way. I was still working, but I had my moments where the phone was away. Life was going to go on. I have a great team of people. They are handling it, but I needed
yes.
a refresh. I knew my little baby, Ava. Did you know I have a new baby?
No.
Oh, you have to see her. So do you remember Sophie? My little Italian greyhound
yeah,
dog.
I do.
That lasted about 19 years.
I do remember Sophie. I met Sophie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so now, oh my gosh, I should have brought her. Now I have a new baby, Ava.
Mm.
And
greyhound?
She's Italian greyhound blue. I've really tried to reincarnate Sophie. It's a little inappropriate.
Beautiful dog.
She's so cute, so crazy. And Celeste will always say, I'm not just saying this, Vanessa, but she loves me the best.
I love that.
I bring her to the office all the time, and she's really friendly, and so she's kind of my life. I love her so much. And she loves here, she loves the beach, and I'm thinking, this is the life. Place. She's got, you know, her housekeeper basically going to the beach, food whenever she wants, and basically sunbathing all day in front of the
Sea
of Cortez.
She's a celebrity.
She does have an Insta page.
So does my dog.
What's your dog's?
Bowie.
So what's his page?
Bowie Benson.
At Bowie Benson.
I was a David Bowie fan.
Oh.
Bowie's a pretty cool little dude. And, you know, a lot of people get security cameras to like protect their homes.
Uh-huh.
We just want to see him while we're traveling.
Oh my God. I'm the same way.
That is the one thing I've done is I've checked on Bowie a few times a day.
Oh, so that is so
we do
cute.
Miss, we miss our bud.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Cavapoo.
Cavalier poodle.
Yep. No. Yep. Exactly that.
Oh,
exactly
I need
that.
To see
he's a blondie. Yeah. Yeah.
How big is he?
19 pounds.
So why isn't he here? You know Las Ventanas is
pet
friendly.
I probably could have brought him, absolutely.
And pet nannies.
Yep.
And
he'll hike
Fukunaga.
With us, hang with us, sail with us. He's pretty awesome.
Well, speaking of sailing with you, hanging with you, where do you think your next travels will be after this? You'll go back.
We are doing a bike trip in Portugal. We know that, where we're going to bike through Portugal in October with a group, Ngamba. We've done that a few times in Tuscany. And it's a global kind of travel company, and we've gotten to know the owner, and kind of like the Vanessa service. You know, he's pretty amazing. So we're going to take 6 days through the backcountry of Portugal. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Really see it that way. Also, it forces you to get in shape and train for this. It's one of those things where you don't have a choice. You're like, I do not want to be left behind. I do not want to be back having to play catch up all the time. So you end up having to like prepare for this.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Let's see what else is on our agenda. I think the goal is to sail the San Juans in July. That's the goal. Probably will end up busy and not pull that off, but trying to pull that off. Have you ever been up to the San Juans?
No.
So Pacific Northwest, it's
yes.
There's this strange pocket of weather where it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all these beautiful mountains, and you can kind of sail into Victoria at night, Victoria Island, for great dining experiences. Or each of these little islands have great seafood. But it's almost like camping with a glamping twist, because there's great dining.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching the eagles come through or the killer whale go by. It's pretty amazing.
Well, when I lived in Seattle, I definitely was out there. I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I haven't been to the San Juans.
Yeah,
and of course
you're
I have.
An hour and a half away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I loved living in Seattle. Everybody asked me if it was depressing. And I think because I traveled so much.
Sure.
That I got the benefit of both worlds, because I lived there, which was beautiful. I mean, the colors.
I love Seattle.
Oh, my God.
And the dining.
That's to die.
Yeah. No, it's a definite dining. I cannot stop drinking.
I know.
This.
I'll have some, too. What did we decide is in here?
Yummy stuff.
Okay, yummy stuff. Obviously, my second job will not be a bartender.
Exactly. Mine neither.
So, yeah, the San Juans are incredible. Seattle's beautiful. My sister had moved there, which is why I ended up moving there. That's the only reason I did, is because my sister was there.
I was wondering.
And
wasn't on my list of destinations for Vanessa.
And because when I went there, it was maybe springtime. And you know what the flowers look like. the colors are beyond incredible. I don't think I've ever seen reds as red as that until I moved here. Blues, yellows, the flowers are, oh my gosh, so gorgeous, so gorgeous. And so I think that's also why I love here. Like, do you love the landscaping and the flowers?
I
have my favorite trees that are here. I don't know if it's plumeria or plumeria. I love the tabachine. Like, I love all of the colors and the life. And I don't know what it is about Mexico besides everything that I love living here. But I'm definitely, my next travels will be somewhere else in Mexico, I think.
You get a little bit of the jungle, a little bit of the desert, and I actually love desert scenery, too.
I love
to see the saguaros and stuff. But as you enter the resorts and you see the purples and the reds and the palm trees, and, yeah, it's kind of like everything in one area. Mountain backdrops with ocean, and it blends.
It does. Not everywhere has all of those aspects. Desert, mountain, and beach.
Agreed.
It makes it really, really unique here. Plus, logistically, where we're at, it makes it very easy to get to or to get to other places. Like I said, Guadalajara is like an hour away. Mexico City, maybe an hour and a half away. So we've got all, and of course, L.A., Salt Lake, we've got the nonstop to Salt Lake City.
It's pretty easy to get here.
I know. We're very fortunate.
And the airport's fast, a lot faster than I remember when I first started coming. Things move through now. It's not complicated going in and out of the country like it used to be.
No, and they're expanding. They're expanding. The private airport, even through the pandemic, was absolutely full. Were you flying around?
Oh, the amount of jets in the private airport when we came through I've never seen anything like it.
Which day did you land?
We landed, good question, Monday.
Monday.
And
so
it
that
was just packed.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
The big bling.
And I agree when you said that people, I would say with money, but people that are looking at their means are willing to spend. It's not the escapism, but they're also, I think, maybe a little like us, realizing that whatever the amount is that you have to spend, I want to live life.
I'm still learning all of the clients and friends that I have that bought property here in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially, you know, right in this kind of pocket, and either 10 minutes one direction or the other, that strip, basically the amount of people from Napa to Park City to Montana that spend significant dollars to buy a home down here. I'm shocked.
I'm not shocked.
I guess I shouldn't even say that. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised how many at once said, you know what? It's time for, I'm selling my Palm Springs home, or I'm selling my Scottsdale home, or I'm selling my Park City home.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Cabo.
And are they buying something else in addition to Cabo, do you find?
They usually have a few homes, so they do bounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm seeing that more and more as a normal way of life, mm-hmm. where, you know, you get comfortable having your things.
Yeah.
So having the multiple homes is no longer like just for the ultra wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're seeing more and more and more of that. So it's hard to tell what the main home is, but you know, Cabo is a significant piece of it.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And it is comfortable having your own home.
Yeah.
Having your own things, and that you can bounce to another location, but all your things are there, and you have the comforts, the creature comforts of home.
And I started, you know, I've done this for a few years. Ask people why. I always ask, why'd you buy there?
Okay.
And some of the answers here, you know, you expect to hear food and weather and all those things, and water,
mm-hmm.
healthcare, taxes.
Uh-huh.
Politics.
Uh-huh.
Not because you're one side or the other, because you doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You can be here and feel safe and comfortable and accepted. Just the stability of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's huge. You know, it's a long term. Those are big reasons to see people come here.
It's a long term play. You know, we're basically an all cash market.
Are you trying to sell me something?
I have got the house for you. But we are basically an all-cash market. So even during the recession, it didn't turn upside down here like it unfortunately did in the States. We just stopped. So we came to a standstill, but we weren't upside down in terms of
panic
mortgages.
Selling.
No. And so if people that did want to liquidate and put their money, or needed to put their money back in the States, that's what they did. But there wasn't the, my gosh, I'm upside down in my mortgage. I owe more than my house is worth. What am I going to do? No, they actually sat there with an asset, a wholly owned asset that they could choose to live in, or they could choose to sell and then put money if they had a necessity somewhere else.
Love it.
So it makes it, it's a really, I don't know. You know, I don't even sell houses. I'm selling the lifestyle. I love it here so much, so much. So at the end of the day, when you will go to dinner tonight, if you can't go to sleep, what keeps you up at night? What do you think about for the next year, 2, 3, 5 years? What would keep you up at night, or where do you want to be?
You know, growing the company as fast as we did, it becomes a responsibility, I think, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You have a lot of employees. You have a lot of agents that trusted their books of business, their families, their friends to join you. So you have a responsibility to each and every one of those people. And in a time where our industry is just constantly changing, there's just so many curveballs or new companies popping up or new concepts. So, you know, what keeps me up is literally trying to stay ahead of it, meaning honoring my responsibility, honoring my commitment, keeping it going, because it has to grow for those that are with you to feel they're part of something that made it all worthwhile. So it's not really about growth because I want to see it grow. It's more growth because I feel that, you know, we have to be able to offer the services that we've promised that are both good for today and good for tomorrow. So I just don't stop thinking about it.
That is wonderful. That was my biggest fear during the beginning of the pandemic. It wasn't about me.
Yeah.
I was going to be okay. It was about everybody else. We have such a level of responsibility to not even the people that sit in your office or offices. It's their families and their families' families. I mean, it's daunting sometimes if you let yourself really think about the level of responsibility that we have. It's bigger, way bigger than we are.
Yep.
And but it's also, I feel really fortunate to also be able to offer, I think, incredible opportunities for people too. Don't you feel like that?
You felt like you were letting people down in those moments.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, I agree with what you just said. It's like, it's a gift too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, so it's hard to not appreciate like that opportunity to have that responsibility.
I know. It's kind of this double-edged sword. So on the flip side, I went to dinner with a friend last night, a really great, great friend of mine. Mm. And she's always, I love her because she's European, and she always, you know, holds me accountable. She's as direct as you can possibly get.
So a little vino, good food.
Exactly. A little vino, good food. And of course, she's, you know, testing the wine. I know nothing about wine. I know nothing about any alcohol. And she tested, this bottle with her accent has been open for all day. And I'm like, just drink it, you know, and she's hilarious. But she holds me accountable. And I like that about her. She's very direct. And she said, at night, write down 3 things that you're grateful for. Mm. And in the morning, write down 5 things you'd like to accomplish. Mm. So at night, what would be the 3 things that you would be grateful for tonight when you go to bed?
Mm. I actually do this a lot in my head.
Okay.
It's kind of like a little exercise I do. But yeah, I, you know, for me, I'm grateful for my family, you know, from my parents all the way, my kids, my family are all of those in my world that I regularly connect with. And I feel very lucky, very fortunate that we all find ways to make it all work regardless of what the challenges are and the curveballs coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grateful for health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for myself and all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And actually grateful that I can provide for others. I like that.
Love. Well, thank you again for being a part of Mod Pod with Fukunaga. I really appreciate it. Paul Benson, at Bowie Benson.
Yes. Bowie's pretty cool little dude.
And we will wrap up today's Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Thank you again.
Thank you, Vanessa, for having me. This was fun. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks for listening to Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Follow the episodes on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many more.